Week 1, Friday, Sext. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. You say, I leave you peace. Where is your peace? The torment that I suffer every day, each minute, how I fight in every way to break free of this easy yoke, that's peace? The pain I cause to all my friends, what peace? There's nothing there to speak to when I pray, it seems. I fail in all I do or say. And don't tell me this turmoil is the peace. Well, isn't it? You see, I don't give peace the way the world gives peace, because its peace is merely rest. My peace is active peace. It is the peace of hope, of faith, the peace from being loved, that peace. You have my peace. Fight on with me in peace. I am my peace. I put my trust in the Master and will not be shaken. Psalm 26. Please hand down your verdict in my favor, Yahweh, because I have acted honestly, and I have put my trust in Yahweh so that I would not sleep. Cross-examine me, Yahweh, scrutinize me, investigate my mind and heart. You will find that I keep your tender love before my eyes and have governed my conduct by your truth. I have not kept company with idolatrous mortals and will not deal with hypocrites. I hate being among immoral people and will not associate with those who are corrupt. No, I wash my hands in innocence and take my place around your altar, Yahweh, to voice my gratitude to you and tell of all the marvels that you have done. Yahweh, I love the house you live in and the place where your glory finds its home. Please do not sweep me away with sinners or treat my life as you do the bloodthirsty, whose hands are full of evil schemes, while their right hands hold out bribes. No, my behavior is honest, and so decide in my favor and be kind to me. My feet are on level ground, and I will bless Yahweh to his gathered people. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I put my trust in the Master and will not be shaken. I put my trust in the Master, and he did not fail me. Psalm 28. I am calling to you, Yahweh, my rock. Please do not refuse to answer me. If you refuse to answer me, I might as well fall into the abyss. Please listen to the sound of my pleading when I cry to you, when I lift my hands up to your holy place. Do not have me carted off with evil people, with those whose deeds are depraved, people who speak of peace to their neighbors with malice in their hearts. Give them what their deeds have earned. Treat them with the venom they treat others, and give them back what they deserve, because they pay no attention to what Yahweh does, nor to any deed his hand performs. Yes, he will pull them down, not build them up. May Yahweh be blessed, because he heard the sound of my pleas. Yahweh is my strength, a shield for me. My heart put its faith in him, and I was helped. And so my heart is overjoyed, and my song is full of his praise. Yes, Yahweh is our strength, and the safe haven of his anointed prince. Please save your people and bless your heirs, and be their shepherd and their support forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. I put my trust in the Master, and he did not fail me. Reading, 2 Corinthians 13:4. He may have been crucified out of weakness, but he is alive by the power of God. And even though we are weak in him, when we deal with you, we will be living with him by the power of God. I am broken, crushed to the ground, so tell me, Master, the words that give me life. Master Prince Jesus, at noon, when darkness covered over all the earth, you mounted the wood of the cross as the innocent victim for our redemption. please let your light be always with us to guide us to eternal life in that kingdom where you live and reign through all the ages of ages. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.